Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's the Who bringing us back.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
Pinball Wizard, great song. Great album, too, by the way. Tommy, a rock off with Tommy. Welcome back. 23 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. Whether you got a when the one at the kitchen table you're scratching out on the back of a number 10 sack, or the one you've been working on for a long time, like our good buddy Harold Jackson, who's our new friend. And now our good buddy Harold is the president and CEO of Buffalo Supply Incorporated out of Lafayette, Colorado, which is hard by to one of our great radio affiliates out there, KRCN 1060 AM 1060 out there on the Front Range, and they do a great job out there. I want to give a shout out to my old buddies out there at KRCN, Raj and all the folks out there do a great job. We appreciate them very much. And so, Harold, you got a lot of your friends listening to you out there in the area. I know you want to say hi to them. So, Harold, give us your website. Tell us how we can get you online.
Sure. It's www.buffalosupply.com.
Buffalosupply.com. And now, are you exclusively in the federal market?
For all practical purposes, we're about 95% in the federal market.
Do you ever feel the requirement that the small business percentage that some big companies are required to go in for contracts? Do you ever feel that need, that niche?
Absolutely. We are a small business, and of course all the federal agencies have goals for supporting small businesses. So we do fill that niche for the contracting people that are looking for small businesses to work with.
And that's a discipline, isn't it? Understanding how to fill, how to do that handshake with the federal
Absolutely.
Government and their procurement requirements for small businesses. That's a discipline unto itself, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Harold, talk to us about why you're in Washington, D.C. this week. Why did you come to the U.S. Chamber's Small Business Summit?
Well, I've been involved with the U.S. Chamber for, I don't know, I lose track, 15, 16 years. And when we started a small business, I had no concept that I needed to go to Washington and be supportive. And over the years, it's become obvious that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, if you will. And if you're having issues, you need to be up here telling folks about them. In the last year, I've had the privilege of meeting with about 60 members of Congress personally.
Wow. How did you feel that? Did you feel like that did any good when you talked to those guys?
Yeah, you know, every time when you leave a sales call, you ask for the business. When you leave a politician's office, you're thinking, am I getting lip service or did I really get my message through to them? And, you know, there's a mixed bag. Sometimes you get your message through and other times you don't. But if you're not out there, you're never going to get the message through.
Well, I appreciate your diligence and your leadership in working with the chamber and on small business public policy issues. Did you yesterday when you were listening to our panel that we had, one of the things that seemed to resonate with the audience and was certainly on the lips of at least two of the panelists, the two small business owners, was this idea of uncertainty. How did you feel about that?
Oh, there is no question that uncertainty is the biggest enemy of growth, because you can't plan, you don't know what's going on. You're trying to move forward in a reasonable way, and you don't know what to do. One of the things that small business people have to be very good at is waking up in the morning and not knowing what the problem is going to be, but being prepared to face it when it happens.
Well, and those are there are plenty of things like that that the marketplace throws at you, but you shouldn't get those things from our own government, should you?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. One of the really interesting curveballs that we were thrown is the Department of Veteran Affairs is half of my business. And one day a bureaucrat in the Office of Inspector General decided we're no longer going to contract with distributors.
Wow.
And that was one of the reasons that really got me active in coming to Washington, D.C.
Right. What are some of the general things that you feel that there's some uncertainty about with regard to public policy these days? What's the one or two things that's really sort of are your hot buttons right now?
Well, certainly health care. No one seems to understand how this health care bill is going to be implemented or exactly what it means. And you hear conflicting stories as to the impact that it's going to have, but the real truth is there's no clarity in the health care side.
What do you think should be done to the health care bill as we have it now?
Well, if I had my magic wand, I'd make it go away and start over with something reasonable.
Yeah, something that addresses the real issues?
Yes. There's so many problems with it, you don't even know where to start. But the one that really jumps out and grabs me is how is taxing my vendors, the medical surgical equipment companies, going to reduce the cost for the insurance companies and the taxpayers?
Because of the industry you're in, that law is going to deal you a double whammy, isn't it?
Yes. We haven't been able to really figure out how it is, but I cannot see a good thing coming out of it.
You don't know how bad it's going to be. You just know it's not going to be good. Is that what you're saying?
You got it.
Harold, I'm so proud of you for what you do, for employing your people, for fighting the good fight, and for being one of America's great family-owned small businesses.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's been an honor.
Well, you too. We're going to keep up with you and see let you keep telling us how things are going out there. And thank you very much for being here. Harold Jackson, ladies and gentlemen, with Buffalo Supply Incorporated. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.